every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the show. The Fred Dreyer Radio Show is on the air. The Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with J.D. Jeremy Dayton. Corey Marino is on assignment. I don't know where he is, bidding on some Shohei Ohtani baseballs or whatever. But the star of our show is a man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The legendary actor and great and the Hall of All-Pro defensive end, the wonderful Fred Dreyer. How you doing, Fred?
Are you smoking nowadays? Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Preparing yourself for the holidays?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Though are you going to smoke? Are you going to smoke a cigar?
A little too much.
I made a promise. That I would at least light one up for old time's sake.
Really?
And yeah, and exactly.
There, you lit one up.
Yeah, everything it was good. I can't wait to get on with the rest of the year.
Yeah, hold on a second. You're a big cigar smoker. You haven't been smoking a lot lately. Is that the case? You're going to light one up for old time's sake? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I had a recommendation from a good friend of mine.
A doctor.
he said, hey, he said, if you want to make that next straightaway, you got to knock it off.
Well, now, you were at my big birthday celebration, and I know you disappointed Chef Jeff of our staff, because while not chefing as much lately, not drinking hardly at all, he is puffing on cigars, and I think he wanted you to go to the cigar lounge.
No, he asked me to. That's where I bring
it up. Did you go and light one up?
No, I did not. I did not go up there. I didn't want to be in the confines of
That's good.
Of smoking a peace pipe with people who weren't really fully committed as I was.
That's it. Then you come down and everybody goes, well, are you smoking a cigar? You go, no, and you can smell it all over. It's good.
I was up there with Kate, but we didn't take a puff.
Was Kate smoking one?
No.
She light one?
She was avoiding the smoke.
She gave him up a while ago.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she's ever.
That was the one thing you laid down before you got married, right? Was no more cigars, Kate, correct?
Yeah, exactly. She was stinking up the house.
You didn't get any ultimatums, did you, from your
Just a few. But it was all in Thai, so I'm still figuring out what they were.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one.
That's good.
You tell her that she should talk to me because I was in Thailand for 3 months.
Yeah, we'll find out about that when we return on the Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us. Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolf, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolf's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolf's subscribers have also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities, which have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolf does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale, where prices have been reduced from $249 to just $99 per year. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com.
Staples has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just make cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan favorite cheddar or our bold new six pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat. 10% off your first order at Harmony Cheese. Cheese.com with the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. And with the holidays around the corner, our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation. Share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRNTALK.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Boy, that band is awfully loud today. Boy. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn, along with producer Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino. Where is he, Jeremy? Is he on assignment today?
He's got a special holiday job he's got to do.
Oh, that sounds good.
So we're told.
He thinks raking leaves for the picnic.
Yeah. You'd think so.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Giant pile of leaves. They can all jump in tomorrow.
The one and only Fred Dreyer. We're on, by the way, we should mention the Fred Dreyer Show. Heard on radio stations around the country on CRNTalk.com network. Also on Sports Byline Radio, our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles. Sirius XM on the weekends, channel 217, XM channel 203. The Sirius XM app, channel 967. Check it all out here. And you can email Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com, as in Championship Radio Network, CRNTalk.com. All right. So, Fred, you mentioned, you alluded to being in Thailand for 3 months. For those new listeners, not only was Fred Dreyer a commanding presence in the world of sports as an iconic sports fan. We'll get a note from somebody that watched you, Fred, when you were on the New York Giants, we'll read later in the show. You, of course, play with the Giants. You were on for a couple of breaths of fresh air with the New England Patriots, kind of sat there and then didn't get officially signed. And then you went to, it was the genius of the Los Angeles Rams to sign you to a fabulous career with the LA Rams. And then you went into the broadcast booth after you retired from football for a year. Then you went into television. And I got to tell you, first of all, I got to tell you this story. I'm watching TV the other night. The CW has a show called TV We Love, and they talk about historic classic TV shows. And of course, you were on Hunter for what was it, 8 seasons, Fred?
Yeah, 7 actually.
7 seasons. It seemed like 8, but never mind.
Well, you have a black and white TV.
Yeah, yes, that's right. I have to fine tune it every time it comes on. Thank you, Fred. Still with that caustic sense of humor, Fred Dreyer. Okay, so they had I Love Lucy on. They had Happy Days. This week they featured Cheers. Now, you always told me, and maybe I should let you tell the story, you were up for that role in Cheers. Am I right? Tell the audience about that.
Oh, well, it was. It came down to 3 actors, Ted Danson, myself, and William Devane. Remember Bill Devane?
Yeah, he sells gold now.
Among other things. One of the things he does. And
he plays the president in a lot of things.
That's one of the low-profile,
high-profile. You're not going to believe this. They didn't even mention William Devane. Here at the beginning of the show, and I'm saying this for all of your good fans there at Works For Me, the website there on Facebook, is at the opening of the show, it talks about the fact that the people, the writers and certain people wanted Fred Dreyer. And there you are in your suit and tie. They're showing you on the screen. But then they tested Ted Danson, and they thought the chemistry with Ted and Shelley Duvall was so incredible, they hired Ted Danson. No mention of William Devane, but you on TV during this feature, smiling, looking like you had the part, sitting there. It was a big tribute to you. I thought that was very good, and I think if you guys would get off your rears and stand up a little bit. The work of an actor is never done. How was that? When you go out for auditions, do you get nervous? I mean, you were known for Hunter doing all the shoot-'em-up serious stuff.
I was known for being nervous.
You what?
I was known for being nervous.
That's good. That's good.
No. Ted and I and William Devane,
You can crank Fred up a little bit there.
I can hold on to it like I'm doing a bit here.
Yeah.
I had a friend in court over there at NBC, several of them, that wanted to promote me and get me into a show some way, and the people at Channel 4 and
NBC, yeah.
NBC and the whole likes of it was in my corner, and they liked Ted, and Ted was more of an established actor at that time than I was. I hadn't done pretty much anything at that point in time, but they really supported me, and we had a stage test between the three actors, as I said.
Yeah.
And we had it on the stage where they eventually started shooting the series. And so myself and Julia Duffy, remember Julia Duffy?
No, I don't. What did she star in?
Just a tiny little thing, cute girl, actor. And she was paired with me and Ted and
Shelley Long?
Shelley Long, that's why I kept saying Shelley Duvall. Shelley Long, and then William Devane was paired with another girl. So anyway, the upshot of it all is that we tested. I felt real good about what I had done, but I didn't quite think that I was going to get something like that with someone like an established actor like Ted. But we talked about it and had a lot of fun, and it was a great experience. And I got to make a lot of friends, which is the number one thing you want to do in life, certainly.
Yes.
But it's the number one thing in that business. You know, you can hit, and then you can miss. You want to be able to have people respect you and like you when you miss. Because
well, didn't they used you in the series as Ted Danson's baseball buddy? You were in a few episodes, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's right. I did seven of those, and yeah. But it was an awful lot of fun. I learned a lot in a short period of time. I was really fortunate to be able to be in the spot to do that.
Yeah, then went on to Land's End to do all that good stuff. So I just thought I'd to bring that up. Now, you mentioned Thailand.
I did, didn't I?
Because, Kate, yeah, you're a betrothed, and your wife is from Thailand, too. Am I right, JD?
That is correct. She is indeed from Thailand.
Now, you spent, 3 months in Thailand? Is that right,
yeah,
Fred?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, Fred did. Yeah, I spent 3 weeks.
Yeah, we spent some time there. And, scouting and getting to know the land. And we got over there and we realized that a production company moving through the city of Bangkok at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon is heresy. It's just, you have to be crazy. The only way to get through it is on a motorcycle. And we couldn't put everybody on a motorcycle, so we used the Chao Phraya River as a highway. And we got these big tuk-tuks, machinery, rowboats with a little motor, a two-horsepower motor on the back. Yeah. And we had a lot of fun over there, and the people were great. And
what were you shooting? What was the series?
It was an hour action movie produced by NBC, and it was everything that you do through the networks is always looked at as, okay, this could be a possible series, and that's when a lot of the networks were not just doing stage stuff here stateside, but we presented an idea, and I said, let us go to Bangkok, and we'll do a series for NBC out of Bangkok, which nobody was doing. I mean,
no,
I think the number one idea for a TV series was Don Johnson's
Miami Vice,
moving the production to Florida,
yeah,
with that look. We had a look all of our own.
Well, you did did Land's End. That was one of the first syndicated shows that you produced yourself. That was out of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, right?
Yeah, that was another idea that we had that was going to that we thought could really, really be different. And if you have a opening in life, and everything, it takes such a long time. It's just magic when these things hit. And when they don't, it's a shame.
That idea you had to do it from my backyard cost me a lot of money and food.
But we shot the whole second act in your bedroom.
It is kind of that was a short one. We'll be back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
The show that offers clean edits on commercials, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer radio show. You can leave the music up a little bit there. I'm Michael Horn, along with J.D. Jeremy Dayton, and the one and only star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Plus, the bosses here, our operations director, Mike Gary, came in. Mike, did we go over the line and say something wrong here on the show? Are we getting chastised for something here?
No, you guys are good. It's just time for the annual Thanksgiving edition of the F1 Corner. Time to check in, folks, with what's going on in the 2025 F1 series. Max Verstappen has come surging back, racing back, no pun intended. He was out of the money when it comes to the Drivers' Championship. Right now, folks, he's only 26 points behind Lando Norris for the number one spot for the Drivers' Championship. Everybody knows out there,
okay,
I'm sure.
Hold on a second here. No. What the hell are you talking about, Fred? Fred, you got a clue on this one at all?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was unwrapping a fish sandwich. Go ahead.
You know what? Fish sandwiches is at the Monaco Grand Prix, which actually Lando Norris did win. Lando Norris in front with 390 points. Everybody knows that McLaren's going to win.
Wait a minute. Lando Norris, didn't he star in Mission Impossible?
No, you're thinking of Star Wars. Actually, Lando Norris, he drives for McLaren, of course. And he is dominant.
That's Rudy McLaren.
Rudy McLaren, and I think he played second base for the Reds. And Lando Norris, of course, number one right now, 390 points. We're just talking about the Drivers' Championship, the Constructors' Championship.
This is Formula One stuff. Are you right?
It must be related to Chuck.
Indeed, it is. McLaren's going to run away with the Constructors' Championship right now. But Red Bull, after a tumultuous season, they fired Christian Horner, their team principal, because he got in a little hanky-panky, if you know what I mean. Brought somebody new in. Max Verstappen was a little bit upset. He was courted by Mercedes. Maybe go to Mercedes. He's come surging back. Podium to the Las Vegas Grand Prix. Now 366 points. Tied with Oscar Pistorius, the other McLaren driver, and George Russell, who's very handsome, by the way. He's in fourth place, 294 points. Constructors' Championship, of course. We have McLaren running away with it, 756 points. Mercedes.
Any American vehicles in this?
No, but Cadillac will be in the grid next year.
How handsome is he?
He's quite handsome.
Now let me ask you this.
All of them are model handsome.
Let me ask you this. I got a flathead 1953 Mercury that can really pump up.
That qualifies.
I think it's got like 200 miles per hour in there. And I'm thinking if we work on that a little bit, Fred, maybe bore out the pistons a little bit.
If we could give it an extra piston or two.
Man, you could really
as they just say, there's no replacement for displacement. However, these Formula One engines, 1.5 liter turbocharged with kinetic energy recovery systems, average about 900 horsepower. But unlike your Mercury and unlike us in the studio here, the F1 cars are exceedingly light, less than about 1,000 kilos. And it makes it an extremely fast car. And of course, Mercedes, number two in constructors, Red Bull creeping back up, number three, Ferrari.
Are we racing these through the weekend? Is this what's going on through the weekend now? Is that what's happening here?
No. We're on an off week this week, and we will be returning back to action next week, I believe, in Baku. And Ferrari, you know, they spent a lot of money, but, you know, fourth in the midfield. And Williams, surprisingly, in the midfield, Williams' historic team, of course.
Ted Williams?
His frozen head, actually. And Williams, 121 points.
And his frozen head.
And then Red Bull's secondary team, number six, Haas, who actually is their office is right across the way from us here. And then they have beautiful
Good avocado, by the way.
They do,
Haas.
Yeah, dimpled. Austin Martin, Lance Stroll, Mr. Stroll's team, the coach's kid, still in that seat. We don't know what's going on. Kiki Sauber.
Let me stop you for a second, because I don't know much about Formula racing, but I will tell you this. I have seen some films. There was one with Ferrari with the most incredible crash scene I have ever seen in my life. And now the name of the movie escapes me, but it was out
Ford versus Ferrari, right?
No, it was right around that time. It was a different one. It wasn't Ford versus Ferrari.
Well, there
Ferrari.
Was the actual movie called Ferrari with Adam Driver, yeah. directed by Ridley Scott. So perhaps that's your reference.
He talked about the family or whatever, and the thing, right, everybody was by the street, and the thing blew up and everything. That was an incredible race movie and got me a little bit into Formula Cars because, you know, it was like the 24-hour ride or whatever. They drove overnight, and they did the racing, that kind of thing. So
24 hours at
Le Mans.
Englewood.
Yeah. Englewood, too?
Englewood. Yeah, well, that was you.
I had 24 hours with Englewood with a woman in candy a couple of years ago. That was a nice
never
time.
Mind.
We'll talk about that sometime. Alex Albon goes to Williams. He's actually in eighth place right now in the points. And Nicky Hulkenberg, you know, he went from Haas to Kiki Sauber. He's doing okay. And, you know, the biggest name of all, Lewis Hamilton, after leaving Mercedes, going to Ferrari right now in sixth place, 152 points. Who knows where his future holds? Of course, we mentioned Max, George Russell, Lewis Hamilton, and of course, we're going to talk a little about Carl Sainz, 11th place in Williams. Will he get a seat next year? Who knows? That is your F1 Corner presented by Mike Gary, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Rest in peace, Gordon Smiley, my cousin who was killed in Indy in the 1970s. So there you go, folks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Working a little too much. I blame Donald Trump for no tax on overtime, and Mike Gary apparently is working a few too many hours.
We're already talking to HR about that. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Also, reminder, mac and cheese shouldn't be on your Thanksgiving table.
Oh, don't tell that to Faith. She just made some amazing Thanksgiving.
Why wouldn't you have mac and cheese on your table? Come on.
Well done, Mike.
It's a hotly debated.
Adios.
Yeah. All right. That's a new segment.
Let's finish up about Thailand here a little bit. Because you mentioned, Fred, you worked in Thailand. This was the story where you were having production meetings at the restaurant where the singer was performing Frank Sinatra music. Was that correct?
Poorly, I might add. That's the operative gag here. We dubbed it. You know, we recorded all this stuff. We dubbed it, you know, Somebody's Killing Cole Porter. And all these singers and all these piano players were rotated through the dinner, you know, as they do in classy restaurants, you know, which this was not one of. And what we wound up getting was the people at my table said, Fred, you've got to do something. You have got to do something.
I said,
what, about
production meeting.
About this bad song? I said, well, you'll see that he'll stop and move on, and then we can probably kidnap him and get him in a boat and get him out of here. And so they said, no, please fix this. So I got up in the middle of the song, and people were dancing and stuff, so I went over to the piano, and I just said, I'm going to give you $20 to stop playing. And he took it. Which really
$20 in Thailand,
me.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's
especially
right.
Back then.
How many baht is that?
It's like 33 today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you are. So,
$1 is 33 baht.
Yeah, so
it's a lot of baht.
So everybody was kind of scattered applause. They agreed with the move, and the manager of the restaurant showed up and asked the piano player, whispered, says, "What the hell's going on here? We pay you to sing Cole Porter." And he just said, well, the tall guy over there told me, and he gave me $20. And they both looked over at me, and I waved, and I got up and went across the room. And they left, and they walked in the back, you know, in near the service kitchen.
Uh-oh.
And I thought that the guy was doomed. And so they just said, you know, I wound up giving him $20. and it was a merry-go-round after that, you know.
That's our Fred Dreyer, everybody. Fond memories there. This will be in the Fred Dreyer memoir book or the autobiography. They're Killing Cole Porter. That's a great story there for you. Well, what about
quite
football?
An eclectic,
you
know, segment.
This is Thanksgiving week. Now, you must have, in your storied career with the New York Giants and the Rams, you must have played on a few Thanksgiving Thursdays. What was that like? Did you you're on the road, obviously. Maybe you played at home. Did you miss a lot of the Thanksgiving dinners with these football games?
Well, I wasn't shocked to have missed them because I'm not really a big lover of
I know.
Of the turkey, you know.
Yeah, because there's too many variations
and
go
turkey,
to sleep with it.
Turkey eating.
Now, if they had salmon, that would be a whole different story.
Well,
right?
Well, it would be different, yeah. But a duck is not my deal. A chicken, a roasted chicken might have worked.
Yeah.
But the point is that we played Detroit. I think we played Dallas one day. On Thanksgiving,
Detroit always plays, right? That's a tradition. They always play.
Yeah, they pretty much do. And talking with some of the players, they just another one of these things. You know, they kind of run together. You know, these holiday celebrations where, hey, bring your family. We'll watch the Saints pound the brains in of the Detroit Lions because they weren't very good. At that point in time.
Yeah.
They had some good players, but they weren't very good.
Did you have a dinner afterwards in the locker room with the guys then? Did they, you know?
I wouldn't touch any food that was in a bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Well, the showers in the locker room. We're not here celebrating, the disrobing of a football team. Yeah.
Do you have your preference? Is it playing on Thanksgiving? Would you rather play on Thanksgiving or not?
I would rather not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, you have to play on that AstroTurf, and you know,
a lot of injuries.
Me and AstroTurf go back a long ways.
Oh yeah.
And our boys have put together a little list of injuries on AstroTurf. They're mounting.
Yeah. There's a lot of people hurt in the league, you know, right now.
When we come back, we'll talk about that. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. The number one sports show in the nation. It is amazing here. The father of football with Fred Dreyer here helping us out, getting things going over here. Jeremy Dayton, yours truly, Michael Horn. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Check out our good sponsors. We'll take a break, come back with more. Thanks to Mike Gary for bringing us the Formula One update. We'll be back.
How about that?
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back. Now I'm getting an echo. All right, welcome back. It's the Fred. There we go. Thank you. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producer, Jeremy Dayton's, Corey Marino on assignment. Mike Gary just pops in here whenever he wants to. He's the boss. And we got Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Fred, we had a commercial there, a local commercial, for Dr. Michael Sheps. He's a friend of yours and mine. You, first and foremost, and you introduced him to me. And this guy is amazing with that hot laser when you got some problems like your back. In my case, it was an Achilles tendon. I was working on the hillside in my yard, and oh man, it was killing me. And they prescribed ultrasound. I said, wait a minute, what did Fred say? There's this guy that does this. And I'm telling you, like in 3 weeks, I was healed up. He's amazing, isn't he, this guy?
Well, I'd like to have him
on the show.
Get a cot here, and he could be working on this while we're doing our show.
Now, I bring this up because this weekend, everybody was babbling about how great Matthew Stafford is, even though he had a bad back at the beginning of the season. Now, I don't know, patient, doctor, confidentiality. What if, let's just do a what if Matthew Stafford had gone to Michael Sheps at the beginning of the season and gotten some treatment? Maybe that would have helped him with his great season that he's having. What do you think?
Well, there's a possibility of that. We don't know.
Big possibility. We might know.
Well, in all fairness, it's medicine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the hypocrite.
Isn't that something, though?
It's the hypocrite oath. You can't talk about that stuff, but I will tell you.
Y'all didn't think he was going to finish the season. Like, his back looked so bad preseason. Yeah. People didn't think he was going to make
it
6 games.
He was walking around out in the field, and I asked him, what are you doing? He says, well, I left practice. I'm just now getting to the locker room. He couldn't hardly walk.
And now he's having like his best season ever.
The best ever.
All I'm saying is if you have that kind of a problem, you might want to call Dr. Michael Sheps. That's all I'm saying.
Sorry to interrupt the promo.
Sheps. You might want to make a call there because the guy's incredible. He really is, and he's a nice guy too. All right, enough of that.
Combine that with some special cream from Thailand.
You got to have the cream.
I don't want to hear about any cream. All right, now there's talking about injuries. I don't know. We're going to talk about the games here in a second for the Sunday games. But Patrick Mahomes has announced an injury crisis in the locker room. I was like all in on Kansas City over Dallas, and I'm thinking that was the night game on Thursday. But I'm thinking, wait a minute, there's a lot of injuries here. You know, if they get these guys together, yes, but, Patrick Mahomes is kind of, he's nursing something, isn't he? Doesn't he have like a strained something or other
he's
in his thigh or something?
Wrong. Who knows what it is, but he's got something.
Everybody's got injuries, though. I mean,
he's got a groin strain. Now, when you have a groin strain, that's a big deal, man. That thing, that doesn't heal right away. And then the Kingsley Sumatea, is that it? Left guard, he had a concussion. They don't know. He's been cleared. We'll see if he's going to be okay. The cornerback, Shavarius Ward, he's maybe coming back. Linebacker Leo Chanel, remember Leo number 5? That's a good fragrance. Also, he's nursing a knee injury. He's had limited reps over there. So Coach Andy Reid is dealing with all this stuff. I mean, when you don't know, and a lot of this stuff is caused, Fred, by your favorite AstroTurf.
We've mentioned that a couple of times. You're absolutely correct, and You know, no matter what your injury is, the drag that is put on stopping and starting on AstroTurf makes things worse. It just goes right up the skeletal ladder to your back, to your shoulders, to your lower back, 3 and 4 what do they call them?
3, 4.
The laterals. I don't know what they are.
Yeah. Anyway,
vertebrae.
But vertebrae. They can have a very disastrous effect. It can last not only just the season. It can affect the rest of your life.
So let me ask you this question, Fred. The owners pay humongous amounts of money to sign these guys. Why would they then, even though it costs more to go ahead and put grass in there, why would they not want to make sure their guys don't get injured instead of putting down the AstroTurf, and the guys getting injured, then they're out for half the season?
Well, they don't want to be told what to do. It costs money to do it. And they've got, also they've got relationships with the high schools and all this other stuff for other use other than football games, and they just do what they want to do. They don't want to maintain a field throughout the season for pro football.
Yeah,
and no matter who squawks about the detriment to the players, they've got multi-$1 million. You got $50 million invested in a quarterback for 1 year, and he's not in good shape. But miraculously, you know, he recovered and is playing beautifully now.
Now, Shedeur Sanders had earned his first start. In fact, he became the first Cleveland Browns quarterback in 3 decades to win his first start as a rookie. But he said he's not comfortable as he prepares. He's been getting the nod for the second start against the 49ers now on Sunday. What'd you think of his performance over there? I thought, you know, that was a pretty interesting game, and Shedeur Sanders surprised a lot of people with Jeremy Dayton with a pretty good performance, didn't he?
I mean, if you look at the numbers, yes, but if you watch the game, because I made sure to watch the entire highlights of that game, he basically made 2 good throws all game. His one touchdown was a 1 yard screen pass that the guy took 66 yards to the house, and then he threw, you know, he ran to the right and he rolled right and he hit a guy in a nice bomb, and that's the play everybody's showing, and that was nice. But I don't like Oakland, like, or Las Vegas was not blitzing him at all.
Raiders.
They were just letting him sit back there. The Raiders, Las Vegas.
Worst team in football.
It didn't make any sense, but, you know, he threw a horrible interception. We'll see. That was one game against probably the worst team in the league, and everybody's jumping on a couple plays. If you take away those two big plays, it looks very, very not great. But we'll see. We'll see.
Myles Garrett broke his own Brown single-season sack record with 17-plus. 24-10 was the score in that against the Raiders. So
that's what
we should be talking about. Yeah, it's pretty good. The kid is we'll see what he does. Fred, what are your thoughts on Shedeur Sanders?
Well, I didn't see the game, and I saw the highlight, and you wish everybody good luck. I don't know. I wasn't in on the ground christening of what a bust this kid was. I don't know if that's true. Don't know if it will be true, or if his lack of performance will show up down the road. But the truth will come out, believe me. And let's hope he stays healthy and he does well. He's got 6 more games, I guess. It is 6 or 7 more games.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
We just want humility, that's all. There's just no humility.
Now, Stephen A. Smith, I don't watch his stuff over there. You know, sometimes people are a little over the top. And apparently Super Bowl champion Chris Hogan called out Stephen A. Smith, quoting Chris Hogan. He said to get off the ego train, because Chris was addressing the recent controversial comments that Stephen A. Smith made towards the New England Patriots quarterback Drake May. By the way, the Patriots playing very good football. Mm-hmm. Smith called May a liar last week for saying he didn't know the former NFL MVP turned TV commentator Cam Newton appeared on ESPN's First Take. Who cares?
Right.
I mean, right? What's the big deal about that, Fritz? Sometimes these guys are full of themselves, aren't they?
Well, that's their job, you know, to be full of themselves and to get ratings and have people listen to them and so forth and so on.
Go on Jimmy Kimmel. It's a good show.
I used to get questions about, Fred Rogan on Channel 4 said, I don't care what anybody said. If he's not wearing a uniform sitting next to me on a Sunday, I don't want to talk to him.
That's it.
Well, one of the issues with it, though, is that Cam Newton was a former quarterback. He was an MVP quarterback. Drake May's having an MVP caliber season right now. The Patriots are out of nowhere, 10-2. He's only 24 years old. He's getting like Cam Newton was calling them out, being fool's gold, kind of questioning Drake May if it was real, when it's like, you played that position. Why are you calling him out? And all Drake May was asked was, you know, have you heard the comments about being fool's gold or whatever from Cam Newton on First Take? And have you watched that show? And he just answered honestly. And it's like they had this major ego. They just had to respond and start attacking him. It was just ridiculous. And I hate to say this, but it's so blatant. I love when he talks about Lamar because he loves Lamar. But it's like we're so racially divided. It's hard not to think that that plays a component, because there's a lot of people that love to attack and hate Lamar. Cam Newton's never one of them. But then when you get your ego so attacked just by somebody claiming not to know what show you're on, it just shows like the
wait a minute. He got upset.
Well, because, Cam Newton was with Stephen A. Smith. They were talking about the incident. Yeah.
And so they got their nose out of joint because their expertise was being challenged.
Well, because Drake May claimed to not know that he was on that show. It's like, how can you not know I'm on this show? I'm Cam Newton. I'm on First Take.
Oh,
it was
God.
Ridiculous. I mean, to his credit, Ryan Clark, who I don't always agree with, he said, no, you're overstepping Stephen A. He called him and said, no, that's not right. You can't be attacking him like that and calling him a liar. So he called it out. But, you know, there's so much ego on TV, it just gets old.
No ego on this show.
It's just tiring. You can't.
None.
Let me ask you this. I love Bill Belichick, right? He's coaching, Carolina there, North Carolina. So apparently some teams in the NFL are looking at Bill Belichick, in particular the Arizona Cardinals, and the team you played your first three seasons with, the New York Giants. They reached out, but Belichick shut down the rumors, said he won't pursue any NFL coaching jobs, and he emphasized his respect for the Giants, but made clear he's staying put with the people he made a commitment to, North Carolina. What do you think? That's what I would think Belichick would do. That's why he's a good coach.
It's hard to think that he's not staying in the news so much because of his what seems like a failure at North Carolina, while he's dating a 25-year-old, somebody that could be his great-granddaughter.
He's building the team, Fred. What are your thoughts on that, Fred?
Well, I don't know what he wants to do. I don't talk to Bill Belichick.
There you go.
And, I don't care what he does, but whatever he's doing, he better do it better.
Yeah. That's a good one.
The Dodgers, the Shohei Ohtani, they're making a big deal out of the fact that he tips his cap. He's a real gentleman on the field, but he stopped tipping his cap to the guy who retired from the game now, San Diego Padres skipper Mike Schilt, and he didn't, because they had a brawl on the field. The managers, everybody came out on the field, so he didn't tip his cap. What's the big deal? The guy's probably a jerk for coming out on the field. Fred, your thoughts there? I mean,
I don't have any thoughts. This is there you go. This is a juvenile conversation.
And A-Rod going in the Hall of Fame, they say he might get in again now because he was in the steroid era legacy, and so he might get a chance to get in there. I don't care. Once again, that was on Stephen Smith's show that they talked that Bud Selig is the Hall of Fame. He was being voted on while they had the PED era. Stars like Bonds, Clemens, Sosa, McGuire, and himself were excluded.
So what is Stephen A? What is he saying?
A-Rod on Stephen A's show, and he was calling out the hypocrisy of Bud Selig, who was the president of MLB at that time, or the commissioner during that time, getting into the Hall of Fame, but none of the guys who drove the engine of the league because of PEDs are not being let in.
Oh, this is, let everybody in and put an asterisk explaining your opinion.
That's a good idea.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. Mailbag here, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Kevin writes, "Hello, Fred. I'm a Giant fan since the early 70s. Grew up in the Bronx. My father took me to Yankee Stadium back when you played with Duane Tucker, Tarkington. We'd go on the Saturday practice before home games. We met you and some teammates after the Saturday walkthroughs a few times. I read in an interview with you in the past saying, playing at Yankee Stadium was one of your proudest moments as a football player." So he wants to know, who were your teammates in New York, and did you get to play with Brad Van Pelt? He said he's pretty sure he was drafted in 1973, and the guy watches you on our YouTube channel at CRN Talk every week.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much for the letter. Yeah, playing in Yankee Stadium was a kid's dream. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. I never thought that being in California, born and raised, would ever see the light of day of Yankee Stadium, and it was a great opportunity to be a part of that tradition of so many other great football players and baseball players. The Yankees played there, and it was just fantastic. I didn't play with Brad Van Pelt. He was after me. I left in 70, after the 71 season, and he was there a couple of years after I left. And then shortly after that, the Giants moved to Connecticut, up to Yale Bowl, and finished out the season for a couple of years while the Giants built their stadium out in the Meadowlands. So yeah, we had a lot of fun. Those were good days, and you know, the Giants moved. They got a great stadium, but they were still not a very good team. So that's that.
A lot of good Facebook comments there on Facebook Live, JD.
Yeah, a lot of hellos. Rachel Jones, G. Shelley, Nikki Blitz, Maggie Orpin. Hello, Thanksgiving. Jenny Wilcox, Pamela Johnson. She said Julia Duffy from Minnesota. Start in the Bob Newhart and Designing Women later. And a few more that we don't have time. We'll get them to them next week.
Yeah, hold on. We'll get them on them next week. That's our show. If you missed anything, log on to our website at crntalk.com, the freddryershow.com, and email freddryer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, I like it when people listen to the show and then call in, and it's great.